It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokins, and joining me today in studio, it is our school district update for Carbon High School. I've got Leslie Davis. She is the math teacher up there, and she is the Sterling Scholar Advisor. Had a great showing for Sterling Scholars there at Carbon High School recently. We're going to discuss that. And then Lindsay Hansen, a biology teacher. She's the one of the Quiz Bowl advisors, and she's going to talk about a really cool community event that they have coming up to get the kids ready to help, like, fundraise for the kids to go to the national competition that they have qualified for. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
We're glad to be here.
Very glad to have you here. Leslie, we're going to start with you. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, so let's talk a little, give us some background into Sterling Scholars.
Sterling Scholars is a way to honor our academic performers at our school. We have a it's a great program where the students get to organize all of the activities they've been involved in a portfolio that we take to competition. We do have students who do performances like drama, music, dance. And they get to take all of that to the competition.
And you were saying that there's 14 categories for Sterling Scholar?
Yes, there's 14 categories and 8 schools that compete in our region. We're the Southeast region.
And how many top prizes or top places did Carbon get in those out of those 14?
We got 8 winners, and each of those 8 got a $2,500 scholarship.
And that's really one of the great things about the Sterling Scholar Program is it's a scholarship program, basically, isn't it?
Absolutely. And there are several schools throughout the state that just competing in the Sterling Scholar, getting nominated for that position, they automatically give money to students.
So you had 8 winners, and you said how many runners up?
4.
So 12.
Oh, yeah.
So 12 altogether out of the 14 spots, you had 12
place
in the competition for Carbon High School. And just, you don't have to list them all off. You said some of them. What are some of the other, like, the categories in Sterling Scholar?
So we have forensics and speech, math, business and marketing, facts, social science, music, dance, things like that.
All right, now for the fun part. I want you to tell us who our winners and our runners-ups were.
So forensics and speech was Maddie Criddle. Math was Nathan Engar. Business and Marketing, McKenna Loranka. Facts was Lindsay Snow. Social Science, Lizzie Blackburn. Music, Brendan Briner. Dance was Brighton Blake. World Language was Hannah Luddington. Did you want me to do the runners-up?
Sure.
Okay, so our runners-up was Computer Technology, which Sean Stromness. Drama and Vocal Performance was Emma Holm. Science was Jared Sacamano. And English was Gabby Vasquez.
And now with Sterling Scholars, they're all seniors, right? That's how
yes.
it rolls. Everybody is a senior at Sterling Scholar.
Yes.
And I know it seems like the week or 2 weeks after the Sterling Scholar competition ends, you're already getting ready to put your list together for next year. Is that how it usually goes?
Yeah, we actually started recruiting about 3 weeks ago.
So it never ends. It's a never-ending cycle, yeah. Which is probably good. It gives them a lot of time through the summer to get things together and mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Is that the main focus behind it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And we encourage them to take pictures, to be involved in the community during the summer, which helps their portfolios.
All right. So once again, we were speaking with Leslie Davis. She is the Sterling Scholar Supervisor or Advisor up there. Lots of great things going on in the Sterling Scholar Program. Now we're going to speak to Lindsay Hansen, the biology teacher, one of the biology teachers up there, about the Quiz Bowl. Lindsay, how are you this morning?
I'm doing really well.
Let's talk about Quiz Bowl.
Yeah. So a lot of people don't actually know what Quiz Bowl is. It's random trivia, and our students go head-to-head against other teams in our area, like Emory and San Juan and Pinnacle, and they've done really well. Both of our JV and our varsity teams qualified for nationals this year because they won at various competitions.
So is it categories, or is it just one question after the other? Could be anything.
One question after the other could be anything.
This could be fun. So let's talk about Carbon's Quiz Bowl team this year and the did you say the varsity and junior varsity teams qualified for nationals?
Yes, we had 6 varsity students qualify and 4 JV students qualify.
And where do they get to go this year?
They get to go all the way to New Orleans this year over Memorial Day weekend and compete in person.
So let's talk about an event that you've got coming up on April 22nd.
Yes, on April 22nd at 6 p.m. in the Carbon High Auditorium, our Quiz Bowl team is hosting a community trivia tournament. So it's going to be Quiz Bowl style. 2 teams are going to go head-to-head against each other for a round of 20 questions, and it's a single elimination bracket tournament. So once you lose, you're out, but we're asking for businesses and organizations within the community to come and participate. And so we're not asking for a specific like entry fee. We're just asking for any donation towards Quiz Bowl that that business or that organization feels they want to donate.
So if you're interested and you want to put a group together, this is be a great night to kind of show off your mental prowess, I would say. So if people are interested and want to do this, what do they need to do? Who do they need to contact?
So they need to contact either myself or Lane Tate at the high school because we're the advisors. If they contact the high school, they can forward them to us and we can help them with the registration process.
Okay, very simple. Get those teams together. Get ready for a fun night of trivia, and it's all going to be for a great cause, helping the Carbon High School Quiz Bowls team get to New Orleans for nationals this year. It's going to be a lot of fun. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and bringing us up to speed on what's going on at Carbon High School. Sounds like things are in pretty good hands up there.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're all doing really well.
Thank you so much once again. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.